And this time I'll entertain questions if anybody has them. Most of the modern emulators can be tied to an event-driven simulator, and typically that's what's going to happen is you're going to have the bus functional models, the lower layer of your test infrastructure. That's another important point. If you're going to go through emulation, you'd like to reuse as much of the test case that you already have. Is the lower level of the bus functional models, those you recode in RTL so that they can be emulated too, because they're going to have a high frequency of events. The rest, you try to time the exchange of information between the emulator and the event-driven simulator fairly infrequently, because that's going to slow down the emulator, and exchange large chunks of information that way. Yeah, most modern emulators, there is a way to tie them to event-driven simulators, yeah. I just shudder at the idea of writing fully RTL test benches. I wouldn't want to do that.
Your methodology seems like it works pretty well in digital level.
Yes. Here's the way we solved it in the past. We treated the analog block pretty much like another blocks, which had to work. And what was done is a behavioral model of the analog portion, whether it be a filter or a linear delay line, programmable linear delay line, or a PLL, a behavioral model of that was provided. Because typically, analog blocks don't tend to have long-run differences. You can contain their behavior within a few nanoseconds, maybe microsecond, but system will run for maybe seconds, a couple of seconds time. So the analog portion sometimes, most of the time, is not interesting over that long period. So a behavioral model of the analog behavior is used typically, and it's somehow the responsibility of the analog designer to make sure the two match. Now, how do you do that? You can't really use the let's use the same test benches on both. Doesn't really work. So that still is not, in our experience, we haven't found a way to really formalize that yet, unfortunately. But you have a very valid point.